The Walker Reading Room at the Fayetteville Public Library is a perfect place to exhibit paintings, prints, and drawings. The spacious hall is diffused with natural light and is quiet like an art museum. A half dozen patrons are in here today, surrounded by 24 abstract and small portrait paintings by Adam Grant Campbell.
Well, I prefer to work with a combination of acrylic polymer, gesso, White House primer, and work with the texture of that material, and then work with oil paint and oil painting mediums, both opaquely in layers, but also rubbing through to expose the texture underneath. There's a quality of illumination when the paint, the color of the paint is very thin, and the lightness of the surface beneath the paint shines through. I've always been really attracted to that kind of glow that you see in Renaissance paintings.
Adam Campbell's experiencing his own private Renaissance after taking a sabbatical from art to study meditation, martial arts, and farming. Several years ago, he returned, enrolled as a non-traditional student at the University of Arkansas, seeking a fine arts degree, which must have been a strange thing for faculty, having a creative genius in their midst. He's graduating this month and holding this public exhibit. Campbell, who's in his 30s, is an exceptional artist and appears destined for fame, no question. He says people have expressed this to him since he was a teenager. He brushes the remark off. He spends every day in the paint, working in silence or to music. Campbell's abstract paintings are monumental and absolute, with etheric elements.
The mental awareness in painting isn't so much about thoughts, like words, but more like a mental awareness of a mood or an attitude. So there's sort of there's an emotional component to the mindfulness that finds a release in the act of painting.
But once complete, each work is cathartic.
Yeah, I would have to say so. You know, reaching a point of satisfying completion with a work is definitely, there's definitely a feeling of having moved through a process and achieved what I desire to achieve. It feels very good.
A half dozen large abstract expressionist paintings line the south and west wall, beginning with the piece Grasp and Release of a Skeletal Hand Reaching Toward an Indigo Realm.
Four of the five phalanges, because of the color and the transition from dark to light, and especially the edge of the tips of the phalanges being such a intense chartreuse, that there's a sense of like energy being released from the contrast of the light and the dark.
Adam Grant Campbell is adept at painting iridescence. One other abstract looks to be a brilliant portal.
The gateway. Yeah, that started out a very loose acrylic, black on white. It's a very rapid brushwork. But I like the composition, and I like the feeling that there is an interior space suggested even within a very obscure kind of atmosphere.
But Adam Campbell identifies himself mainly as a portrait artist, and he's hung 17 of them here in this hall, impressionist close-ups, primarily head and shoulders, lit from above, beneath, or square on, eyes often hidden deep in shadow, few smiling, expressions in repose, you know, like no one's watching. Few are pleasant. Campbell does not take vanity into account.
There was a portrait of a young woman that I did, and she was immediately in denial that it looked like her. And she did not want to look at it. And I was able to talk her into keeping it in her house for a month or so, so that she could live with it. And we talked after she had had it for a while, and she told me that, you know, at first she didn't want to see that it was her, but then she realized that it did look like her, and I think it expressed a feeling that was very strong and not something that she was very aware of.
Campbell knew the subject personally and painted what he saw, concentrated vision. Each portrait seems to be a story of colorful emotion shifting between the painter and the painted. Up close, the brushstrokes melt into abstraction. From a distance, become photorealistic.
When they pose, it's just pretty much the same expression that you see in almost all grand manner portraits or any kind of like traditional portrait. Like, people can't hold their face in a position for a long time. It just eventually goes slack. And so what you're left with is the general demeanor of that person. You know, like the way the lines on their face, the way the muscles have developed to give their face either a look of, you know, friendliness or sadness or whatever their main emotion is that they carry with them throughout their lives.
Amazingly, most of the portraits hanging here have been quickly rendered. An exercise Campbell titled 20 Portraits, 40 Days, a warm-up for his next project.
And I thought I would do a series of 360 portraits of various leaders in the Fayetteville area, and then kind of document who they are and what they're doing, and create sort of an ebook that would be the work of art where people could flip through the portraits like albums and listen to the people talk about their vision and what they're doing as a leader. And I love the idea, but I don't have the resources immediately to make that happen. And rather than let the project go stale, I thought of a way that I could go ahead and initiate the project in pieces instead of trying to get it funded all at once. And that's what led me to the idea of the Hive, of painting a series of portraits of different groups of people who are working together towards some aspect of community development.
Some collectives he's decided to paint are of hospice workers at Washington Regional Medical Center, a local farm cooperative, a group of other artists. Collectives will be painted in a thematic hue, each person on a 16 by 16 hexagonal panel, assembled into large honeycomb formations. The project will require lots of paint and canvas, so will require financial resources. To that end,
well, there are websites like Kickstarter.com and Indiegogo that provide a crowdfunding platform. And I plan on putting together a short promotional video about the project and making it available on Kickstarter so that people that are interested in seeing the project happen can fund it. And I've also got a list of rewards. Of course, that's how they put it on the website, that people receive depending upon how much they donate.
And an Adam Grant Campbell portrait will likely one day fetch a great deal of money. By the way, he works on commission if you wish to participate in American art history in making. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.